I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Imagine sharing your water source with a whole neighborhood, and then imagine what would happen if one day that source was gone. That's the situation facing many villages in Central America, says Chris Huff of Living Water International.
For the last 3 years, Nicaragua has been going through a very severe drought. As a matter of fact, many of the wells in Nicaragua have dried up. And so it's a very difficult time.
As teams set up wells and pumps to provide physical water, they spread the news of the living water as well.
We work with them by showing them different health and hygiene lessons, and incorporated within those lessons are different Bible stories, different verses. We do different crafts with children to help illustrate God's love and how he cares for each and every one of us.
Learn more at missionnews.org. And sometimes we need to address the elephant in the room, so today we're talking about the fear many experience when they're around special needs people. Sally Gallagher with the King's Table Ministry says the fear lies in the unknown. We think we need to behave differently and that we don't have the right skills. The King's Table Ministry serves individuals with special needs and their families. But how can we overcome this fear?
The best way of doing that is being able to become a part of their life. When you become a part of their life and really get to know them, because each person is different as they are a person, then you'll know how they respond, how they react, what they're understanding.
One way to do this is by volunteering with the King's Table Ministries. If it sounds interesting, visit missionnews.org to learn more. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? You can get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. And that's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.